That doesn't appear to be happening for this man's wife, unfortunately. So there you go. Anyway, let me move on today because Jobs Expo comes to the Galmont Hotel tomorrow. And I'm joined, let me go right now indeed, to Jobs Expo. If you want to get further details on this, all you have to do is put in the Jobs Expo into your Google search. Kevin Brannigan joins you on the line. Kevin, morning to you.
Good morning, Keith.
They'll be queuing around the door again tomorrow. All you want is a bit of weather to get them inside. But tomorrow's a big day for you.
It is, and it's always a great day in Galway. It's really busy. Basically, the cream of the employers of the rest of Ireland will be there. And we always find it's been very, very busy and very brisk, but also a very focused day for people who are looking for potential opportunities, looking to change job and get career advice. So we're really looking forward to the event on the Galmont tomorrow.
So what should they do? Where should they go? And let's refresh their head again.
So it's on from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. tomorrow in the Galmont in the city centre. It's one of our favourite locations because it's so central in the city. People can register. It's free admission. We have over 30 of the leading employers in the west of Ireland. We also have a day of talks and seminars, and we also have free career advice. We have a team of qualified career coaches who are available, 8 people, to give career advice, and it's all free. So all we ask people to do is pre-register on jobsexpo.ie, and they can come on in, meet the employers face-to-face. The decision-makers will be there, and it's their opportunity to put a face to the name and really try and get themselves ahead in the email queue when it comes to applying for jobs, really.
And again, I mean, they may be in an existing job and they may want to change jobs or look at what's out there for them. And I mean, I know you've done an awful lot of stats on this, but I mean, it's a unique opportunity for them not to have to travel all the way to Dublin. This is on their home turf here in Galway City.
Well, yes, it is. And I suppose the key point is that the employers who are exhibiting are all employers from the rest of Ireland. So it isn't just about Dublin-based employers. It's all about the wealth of opportunities that are available for people in the west of Ireland. Because there are so many great companies, both local indigenous and also multinational companies, who are looking for skilled workforce. And because of the way things have gone, it really is an employees market now because there are such shortages in key areas. So what we always say to people is that it's well worth your while attending, even if you haven't made your decision or if you're not even sure whether you might make a decision or not in the next few months. It's the perfect way to meet the decision makers face to face. You can basically collate all of your recruitment interests, your career interests for the next 12 months in one afternoon. You can come in and you can meet all of these employers, see what they have to offer, what are the work conditions, what are the types of roles. Perhaps there are roles available that you might never even thought of. They even exist. And then you go in and you see it and you start thinking about it. So even if you're not looking for a job today or tomorrow, but you're thinking that you might like a change in the future, this is the place to come. It's the only place you're going to meet all of these employers face-to-face and also get the free career advice as well.
There's a hunger. I mean, I know from talking on a daily basis to employers, there's a hunger out there from an employer's point of view to get new employees in. And then there's a hunger on the other side for people to get work and maybe to change careers. So it's kind of a win-win situation for all involved.
Well, yes. And it's the ultimate way to say if you're somebody who's in a job who may be thinking about moving out of the area, you might be thinking of moving into the area, or you just might want to see what's available. It's the ideal way for the requirement for skilled professionals to come to meet directly the people who will fill that demand. So as we're all aware, there are so many great companies, but there's also so many opportunities. I suppose what we would see from the different surveys we conduct, that it's not just salary people are interested in these days. It's also about working environments, about the quality of life, and the west of Ireland offers that in spades. But it isn't like it might have been many, many years ago, that the west of Ireland is a hotbed for activity, for commercial activity from local companies and international companies. And the Jobs Expo provides a way for people to see exactly what's available, but also gives the employers a unique way to meet all of these interested, skilled people all in one place, all of them a day.
All right. So, again, if they go to Jobs Expo and they can register so they can from there, and what time does it kick off tomorrow?
So it starts at 10 o'clock. It's always a busy day, but we have plenty of space. We always kind of make it in a way that people can traverse the exhibition without getting stuck in bottlenecks. But we do say to people, register in advance. It's free of charge. jobsexpert.ie, and you get access to all of the employers, but you also get the free seminars and talks all day long and the free career advice from our career clinic as well.
All right. Jobsexpo.ie. Kevin Brannigan, thank you for joining us today on the programme. Going back to that family indeed in Athenry and what they're going through. Keith, that beautiful young girl has me in tears this morning.